Hello, this is Chuck Solomon, and welcome to the Candidate Experience Podcast, where we focus on the job candidate journey from apply to onboard and the space in between. Let's get started. You care about the candidate experience. But have you ever wondered exactly how to bring your company to that next level and offer a world-class experience to your candidates? It's not easy. Fortunately, Candidate.fyi can help. Their solution guides candidates through your hiring journey, enhancing transparency and communication at every touch point. You'll also gain valuable insights on what's working and what's not with your hiring process. Best of all, it integrates directly with your ATS. Head on over to candidate.fyi and see how to transform your company's candidate experience today. Welcome to the It's Not Cake Without Frosting episode, where talent brand leader Carrie Corcoran is my special guest. In this episode, we cover a number of topics, including salary transparency, the importance of hiring managers, use of video, and even some cake baking tips. Enjoy. Hey, Carrie, how are you today?
I am doing great, Chuck. Thanks so much for having me on your podcast. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for joining. Before we get started, can you share a little bit about yourself and what you're up to now?
Absolutely. I live in Tulsa, Oklahoma with my husband and my French bulldog, Cosmopolitan Girl. She's our fur baby. Yep, we're one of those couples. And I have been in employer brand recruitment, marketing, and talent attraction for over 10 years now, and I'm a strategic senior level employer brand leader, talent matchmaker, and connector. And I always lead with a marketing mindset. I truly enjoy a data-driven approach to design and also deliver game-changing integrated employer brand programs for companies. And right now, I am exploring consulting engagements or part-time contract opportunities, as well as full-time employee opportunities. So I'm open to what is out there and want to make sure that it's the best fit for me as well as the company. So I'm taking my time to decide what's right.
Awesome. When I look at your profile online on LinkedIn, you've either worked for or consulted with a number of big brand names, Heartland, Hilton, Subway, to name a few. But what got you started in the talent space?
Oh, gosh. So back in 2013, I worked for a contact center solutions company called Working Solutions. And part of my role was business-to-business focused, so focusing on supporting the salespeople and their needs on that customer side to bring in business. The other part of my role was having to attract independent contractors who could work for the company's clients and their customers in a virtual contact center. So I had to find different ways to not recruit, because I wasn't part of recruiting, but to attract those agents. And back then, we didn't call it employer brand or recruitment marketing. There's really even talent attraction. We really didn't label it back then. So it was just, why don't you use social media to see if you can get these people interested in coming to work for the company and be independent agents? So in that dual role, spent half my time focusing on the human to human side, so attracting those agents, and the other side on the business to business side of it. And I found myself being drawn more to the human side of marketing and really enjoying that because of the storytelling aspects behind it. And I had the opportunity to work with an incredible writer and storyteller named Springfield. And he really opened my eyes as to what storytelling was and what it could do for a company and a brand. So I was hooked after that.
Thanks for that. And speaking of stories, I just read a post that you did on LinkedIn yesterday that I will share in the notes for this episode, but you are comparing not leaving out ingredients to a cake that you would bake and serve to your guests to not leaving out steps to the candidate experience to job candidates. And I was hoping that you could share a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely, Chuck. So, you know, when you think of making a cake, there are so many different ingredients that go into a cake. Now, I'm talking about a cake from scratch, not one from a box.
Right.
Although you still do need to put those ingredients in the box. Otherwise, it won't rise and it won't truly be a cake.
Yep.
But when you think about building a cake from scratch, if you forget certain ingredients, like say baking soda, your cake is not going to rise. Or if you don't put icing on the cake, you always have to have icing on the cake. I mean, that's
sure. It's not cake without icing. I agree.
Absolutely not. And so when you think of that, I also think of the candidate experience, like being a cake and having ingredients. So with a candidate experience, there are so many different ingredients that go into providing a well-rounded candidate experience. And if you skip one or two of those ingredients, then your experience is not going to be as good as it could be, and it is going to leave a bad taste in your candidate's mouth.
Sure. I read it actually twice, so I've definitely shared a full tips, your baking tips as well as candidate experience tips there. That's one of the things that I appreciate you about you, Carrie, is that you are definitely like one of these folks that shares, and this is just a good example of you sort of sharing with the greater community.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. I mean, the name that I came up for my consultancy is Carrie Cares. And so I made sure to put that caring element in there. So Carrie Cares and Shares.
I totally agree. So it's spring of 2023 and we're recording this the end of April. And I'm just wondering what you are seeing companies do well with regard to the job candidate experience.
Yeah, so unfortunately, I think the bar is pretty low right now.
Sure.
A few different jobs that I have applied for, they've been very detailed in the process and what to expect and what that looks like. And I appreciate that as a candidate to know what to expect so that there are no surprises.
Yep.
Knowing the salary range up front, knowing who you're going to speak with, how many interviews are in their overall process, and being communicated to along that journey, I would say that's where companies are doing it well. I would say what I have noticed is that it's probably the old 80-20 rule, in that 20% of it are doing it well. And I would say 80% of it, of them out there, there's having difficulty or needs improvement.
That's putting it nicely. Yeah. And that's what we talk about here is, you know, I don't want to, you know, focus on the negative, but try to sort of talk about what needs to be improved. Can you share, like, what do you think is, you know, most in need of improvement for, you know, the ones that are maybe, the companies that maybe are lacking out there?
Well, I would say the number one thing, I mean, don't feel like you can't put the salary range in the job description itself or on your post on LinkedIn. put it up front. I mean, we're going to find out anyway, but don't make us dig for it as a candidate. I want to know that up front. If someone doesn't meet my salary expectations, I'm going to pass that along to someone else who more closely matches what they're able to pay. So I always still have the conversations if I don't know what the salary range is up front, so that I can share those opportunities with other people in my network. But I would say that is the number one thing, is just put the salary out there. Number two, I would say just be conversational in all of your communications with the candidate. I mean, we're human beings. We're all human beings. We're not robots. Don't be so corporate and in the communication. And, you know, like I said, clear is kind. Define what that process looks like, and even put that within your post, put that within your job advertisement, and then also with the initial phone screen, like, this is what our process looks like, even if that's via email. It doesn't necessarily have to be talked about over the phone, but just to let the candidate know what their process looks like. And the goal is to always leave a candidate as a fan, right?
Sure.
You want to make sure that they're not a foe of your company, because you want them to consider you next time there is an opportunity. Just because it's not the right fit now doesn't mean that there couldn't be a fit down the road that's much better. So always leave them as fans.
Yeah, I agree. What you're also, you know, touching on is really transparent, you know, in improving transparency and communication, which I don't think you can over-communicate, especially in a hiring process. So I think more communication. I don't think I've ever heard a candidate say, oh, they, you know, I hate the extra communication I'm getting about my potential new career. You know, I don't think, maybe it does exist somewhere, but I don't think that exists out there. So
no, I wouldn't think that it does. And I would say, and to mention transparency, that's absolutely fantastic, Chuck. And that is so critical to having a good candidate experience. The interviews or the processes that I've gone through that have been the best have been fully transparent. And, you know, candidates expect you to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly mm-hmm. of the job. Not every job is rose-colored glasses. None of that exists. So talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly that the candidate would face and what that job looks like is critical to the candidate making the right decision for them. I mean, it may be for them, it may be for someone else. Different environments for different people, right?
Yeah, certainly. And I think you offer a good segue into the fact that I think we talk a lot about the recruitment team as a big part of the candidate experience, but I think we often neglect the fact that hiring managers and those hiring managers doing interviewing offer a really big piece of the candidate experience. So I'm wondering, how do you talk to hiring managers about the importance of providing a really great candidate experience?
Yeah, that's a great question. And when it comes to hiring managers, it's all about education.
Sure.
Really, I think the biggest part when you're in employer brand or talent attraction is educating others within the organization on the importance of why what you do is so critical to attracting and even retaining the best talent. And so it's getting them to buy into that first, to see how it impacts their world, and also finding out what's most important to them and what's critical, and having those listening conversations before you even dive into the educational piece of it.
Yeah, it's great to provide that support and education to hiring managers.
especially if they're new managers and new to interviewing. And I think that really helps get them bought into why it's so important to create a great candidate experience.
So absolutely. Yeah. And putting together different resource guides for them so that there is a process to follow, and putting those processes in place and those guardrails so that everybody is at least following the same process. Everybody's going to have a little bit different way of talking about it, but so that everybody is following that same process, I think that's critical in making sure that there is a consistent candidate experience across the board.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more. Carrie, I hear from mostly HR folks that, oh, we don't have any budget, we can't do anything to help with candidate experience, but is there one tip that you can offer that is no budget or at least low budget that would help in improving a company's candidate experience?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a question I get asked oftentimes. And I think companies are sometimes afraid to embrace what that looks like. Other times companies don't have the budget for it. Sure. But I call BS on both of those. I think one of the easiest ways to improve the candidate experience is to get your recruiters and your hiring managers on video. Video is great for storytelling.
Yep.
And candidates want to hear from hiring managers. So put your hiring managers on videos. It's great if you can get your recruiters on video. Hiring managers are even more critical. Now, there are low-cost or no-cost options. It depends on how creative you want to be with those. I mean, simply, a recruiter or hiring manager could shoot a video with their phone. They could send that to marketing to sharpen or not. And, you know, authenticity and transparency is what candidates would like to see. So we don't need these HD $5,000 video shoot to showcase what a job ad or what the message is from a hiring manager in order to be impactful. So I say video is the way to go.
Right. I think that's a great tip there. Everyone has a phone. And if you work with your hiring manager and put together a quick little 1 or 2 minute video that talks about the team, the job, the company, and you share that with prospective candidates, the candidates get a much fuller view of the job opportunity. And I would add that people know the difference between a professionally produced video and one that's done on an iPhone. And I think the one done on the iPhone is nearly as good to me. It's real. It's genuine when that video has not been overly polished. So I love that tip.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Awesome. So really appreciate your time today. I'm definitely going to share the link to your post about the cake and the candidate experience in the episode notes. It's a quick read, which I appreciate, and I think listeners will enjoy as well. But Carrie, if listeners wanted to get a hold of you, how could they do so?
Yeah, it's easy to find me on LinkedIn. All my contact information is under my contact section. So feel free to send me a message, an inbox, an email, or phone call, or text. All my information is there. I don't answer calls from numbers I don't recognize. So you'll go to voicemail, and same thing with texts. But or carrier pigeon, you know, however.
Too funny. Well, Carrie, I really appreciate your time today and sharing your insights.
Thank you so much, Chuck. I appreciate it. And I wish you a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to the Candidate Experience Podcast. You can reach out to us via our website, thecx.xyz. That's thecx.xyz.